I'm Karen Oberhauser. I'm the director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum. The Arboretum is a 1,200-acre piece of land right in the middle of Madison, Wisconsin. And the mission of the Arboretum is to take care of that land, to conduct and promote research that helps other people care for land wisely, and to educate people, to make them more connected to the land. So this job is a perfect culmination. I've had it for 5 years, and it's the perfect culmination of a long career in conservation biology, doing all of those things, just trying to build connections so that we can better care for the earth. When I came to this job, I'd been studying monarch butterfly conservation for about 25 years. And my work with monarch butterflies evolved from being very interested in the fine details of their biology. I was actually working on butterfly reproduction. And then gradually, as my career interest changed, as I had more and more graduate students, so colleagues to work with studying monarch butterflies, and as I started studying monarchs in Mexico and Texas and California and the upper Midwest, I became more and more involved in conservation. And that was happening sort of convergently with monarch numbers declining. So my personal interests in conservation, things that were happening to monarchs, and my work with students broadened my interest in monarchs from the fine details of their biology to big picture questions of how they interacted with the land and what we can do to preserve them. Like many people, I raised monarch butterflies when I was a kid. And I remember at our kitchen table in Clintonville, Wisconsin, when I was growing up, we would often have a few monarch caterpillars on the table. I remember one time one of them made its pupa on a napkin holder. So we watched it during all of our meals as it gradually got closer and closer to becoming a butterfly. I remember taking them to school as a child. But I think that many children have those same kinds of experiences. In fact, I know that because I've talked to so many people about their personal experiences with raising monarch caterpillars and being just very attached to monarch butterflies. So I'm not sure that I can really pinpoint those experiences as a child kind of driving me towards studying monarch butterflies, but definitely my experiences as a child spending a lot of time outside. My dad was a large animal veterinarian, so I was really interested in biology, and I used to go on calls with him and watch him take care of sick cows. So I definitely always had a strong interest in biology and also a strong interest in the natural world. So I did a lot of camping when I was in high school and college and beyond college. And when I had my own children, we went on canoe trips together. So I've always had connections to the natural world. So I was first drawn into teaching. I started as a high school teacher after I went to college and taught for 3 years. And at that point, while I loved teaching, it was kind of frustrating for me that all of my students weren't as excited about biology as I was. There were some, and I certainly took great pleasure in the ones who were very excited by it. But I decided that I was more interested in doing biology at that point than teaching about it. So I stopped teaching after 3 years and I went to graduate school, and at first was going to work on birds. I was interested in parental investment. So I was interested in how much each parent invests in their offspring. And with birds, we can measure that really easily. We can measure the size of an egg, which is the contribution of the female. And then we can measure the behavior of both parents in caring for the offspring. And I was interested in kind of the trade-offs and how much each parent was investing in their offspring and how that was different in different species. But I took a class that involved a small project about butterflies. It wasn't monarchs, it was sulfur butterflies, Coleus eurythmae. So it's a little yellow butterfly. And I got really interested in how we could quantify what butterflies invest in their offspring, because the females produce an egg and we can measure the size of that egg and the contents of the egg and how many eggs a female produces during her life. And then we can measure how much she's putting into the offspring. And then the male, when the male mates with a female, he transfers some protein to the female, which she can actually use in her own body tissue and also in her eggs. So I thought butterflies would be another interesting system to use to study reproduction. So I switched. After 1 year of graduate school, I switched to studying butterflies. And I actually chose to study monarchs because, A, they're quite easy to raise in captivity. At that time, they were very common. And finally, it was easy to get them to mate in captivity. So not only could I raise the caterpillars easily, but I could have a lot of males and females, and I could measure the differences between them. So the stars kind of aligned with first butterflies and then with monarchs. So that was in 1985, and 37 years later, I'm still studying monarchs.